it's driving, you know, the, you know, people can access records now from all over the world. And with Ancestry.com and various different Irish websites, you can get the information you need at a touch of a button.
Yeah, so you're like digitising the digitisation of the census records going back through the years.
Absolutely, and we're very lucky here in Kerry as well. We have the Irish, we have the, in irishgenealogy.ie, we have the church records, yeah, which people can research. And not so many other counties are lucky. Kerry and parts of Cork, Cavan, Monaghan and Dublin have these records for research.
Yeah, and they're important because it's birth, deaths, marriages before going back.
Well, these are Catholic Church records, and what's mainly for the Catholic. There's Protestant records in it as well, but for the Catholics, they have the birth and the marriage records. They're not so good at the burial records, but the Church of Ireland are very good. They have good burial records.
Yeah. So, I mean, how do you start if you want to find out your family tree? How do you get underway?
Okay. Well, you start with yourself. Genealogy is fact-based, so you start with yourself. Write down the facts, you know, and attempt to do a basic family tree. Interview older relatives. Now, that's why, you know, older people are very important when it comes to genealogy, and we've got to, you know, treasure them and write down what they have to tell us. Because when you're thinking about family history, everyone's family history is personal. It's for them. And if you can get a relative and you can jot down what they say, you can go then and look up the records and match the stories or whatever they've told you with documents.
Yeah.
So I suppose when you have your, you make a rudimentary family tree, and when you have your family tree then made, you start maybe looking, if you get back to your great-grandparents, start looking at the census, the 1911 census. On that, there's a couple of questions asked. There's how many years the couple were married, or there's the number of children born alive. And what you can do then is, with that information, calculate a year of marriage and years of birth, and search the church records, which are on the irishgenealogy.ie website, or you can also search for the civil records and the Irish civil indexes from right up to 1958 are on familysearch.org. There's four collections for Ireland there, but that collection is amazing because you can get the indexes, and you can, when you have your indexes written down, you can post off your certificates or go into your local office and get your certificates. But it's very important before you do that, there's two things you must do. You must establish the townland your ancestors came from, and you must establish the poor law union. And what I mean by poor law union, for example, if you had an ancestor and he was born maybe in Castle Island or Affert, if you establish the poor law union, it means that the ancestor, that the birth would have been registered in Tralee, because they would be the superintendent district superintendent district registrar. So if there's a very good website to use to establish this, if you go into www.seanruid.com, put in your townland name, and when you put in your townland name, it should establish what poor law union that townland is and what parish it's under. And there you go, you can go looking for your civil records.
That links you in then to an area covered by the particular poor law union, and then you get access to the records.
And that's very important. People forget that, because sometimes people are looking for civil records, they start looking in the area that the ancestor is born in, and they're not registered there. They're registered in the superintendent's district's register, you know.
So that's where people can go wrong.
Yes, absolutely.
How surprising are some of the things that you find?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I mean, We forget, you know, I suppose when we're looking with our ancestors, they're the stories of people's lives and the lives of people who have gone before us. And I suppose that's why we must always treat our research with respect. See, for example, now in Castle Island, when we were doing a little bit of research, we came across a fantastic link between the Castle Island engineers in Chicago and the town of Castle Island. And what it was years ago, people from Castle Island immigrated to Chicago and they got jobs fueling and heating buildings. They were, you know, they were putting in the coal and putting out the ashes. It's done by computers nowadays, but they were known as the Castle Island engineers because, I suppose, when they had a corridor set up or an immigration link set up, people were travelling from the town of Castle Island out to Chicago, uncles and cousins and relations, and that link was made then. And that's a fantastic link. And there's another link which we came across, which was really surprising. There's a town in Canada, and it's called Kelleher, and it's called after a gentleman called Bartholomew Kelleher, who was born in a cottage in Cordell, in Castle Island, in 1862. He became chief engineer of the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway of Canada, And there's a town Kelleher now called after him.
Amazing.
Do you know that these are fantastic?
Oh, Constant Cordle. Yeah, yeah. I remember when I was doing a bit of travelling myself, I met an American friend of mine, and his grandmother was a ferreter, and he was American, Irish, German extraction. And the reason why his grandmother or her descendants went out to this particular area, he was from Montana, a town called Butte, Montana, which the biggest copper mine in the world at one stage was in. And the reason why the ferreters went out there was because there was a copper mine back in West Kerry. There was also a copper mine in Argroom, and a load of people from the Argroom, West Cork area and from the West Kerry area all went. They went out to New York, and as soon as they got to New York, they were told there's work in the mines in Montana, straight to there. And that's where they're all, like, you know, that's where they all are now.
Yeah.
It's amazing that the, I suppose, the story of their lives, like you're saying, the industry they worked in, whatever was local to them at home, decided where they ended up in the new world.
That's true. And I mean, I came across a story as well with the San Francisco earthquake of 1906, that, you know, that the Irish Quarter was burned, and there was telegrams and cables coming back for weeks afterwards. And
letting people know if they
were alive. Know if they were alive. And then the names that were mentioned were Sheehan's, Ahern's, Gleason's, O'Callaghan and Carroll families of Brosna. You know, this Horan's of Scartaglen, Lachlan's of Cordell, you know.
Yeah.
The connections are just, you know, amazing. And we don't realise the potential that we have, that link between North America and Kerry and the whole of Ireland, as a matter of fact. But, you know, they have a fierce emotional connection.
Yeah.
And they want, you know, they want to be part of that whole, you know, whole
realization,
story.
Realisation. Rachel, can you tell me a bit about the festival? It's getting underway in the summer, the East Kerry Roots Festival in August.
The East Kerry Roots Festival is from the 21st to the 26th of August. It's in Castle Island and the surrounding parishes. And we'll have all sorts of activities, which will be, I suppose, genealogically based. But we'll have people visiting the parish of their ancestors. We'll be doing genealogy workshops, meeting long-lost cousins, spending a day at the bog, dancing at the crossroads, hopefully a 1950s-style wedding. And we'll be following a heritage trail. So there'll be plenty to do for everybody. And we would invite people to get involved. If they'd like to get involved in the committee, they're more than welcome. Or, you know, if they have something that they should suggest that we should be doing, we'd love to hear from them.
Yeah, yeah. It's a focus that's going to be there for the next while, because there's a lot of attention being put on the Gathering Festival nationally next year.
That's right. The Gathering is happening in 2013. And what it will be a year-long celebration of everything that's unique about Ireland. And it's a wonderful it's a wonderful opportunity for the people of Irish industry and Friends of Ireland to visit and join in the celebrations here. So anyone that, I think that the Tom Curran, who's the
county
manager, will chair the steering committee, and they will be inviting, I'd say, people from all over Kerry that want to put on events or that have something to contribute to get involved in the Gathering for 2013. It's very, very important. And, you know, with 50,000 Irish people immigrating every year, the more that we can get together and do for our county, I mean, we're going to save jobs here and we're going to save our children from immigrating.
Yeah, because it has turned into big business now. You're starting a business, or you have started a business for tourists to work with them while they're here.
I do, yeah. I've started Ancestors from Ireland, and what it is I'm going to basically train tourists, give them a 2 to 3 hour multimedia course, and train them how to research, find and locate documents while they're in the country. Now, it's never been done before, but I think there's, you know, Americans are very, very well versed on their ancestry, and they're very good at the computers, and they've a lot done before they come here. All they need is a few tips and a little bit of coaching, and, you know, to forge that connection between America and Ireland, and it can be done.
Yeah, and you think Kerry can market itself as a place where you can come and find the tools that you need to
absolutely.
To find,
I mean, Go Kerry are launching their website on the 26th of May this year. They've collected a phenomenal amount of information about walks and tourism providers, and the local fishermen to the local butcher shop. I mean, there's almost 2,000 businesses up in it, and it's a grassroots tourism model, which means that it's by the people of Kerry, for the people of Kerry. And if anybody wants to get some genealogy tips, log into the Go Kerry
website.
Website, and I put up the page there on genealogy, and they'll be able to have a look at the websites that are available.
Get you started. And
get you started. There's a few tips on that, and just have a look at the website, because, you know, it is a fantastic showcase for all that's good about Kerry, and, you know, it'll promote our Kerry tourism worldwide.